This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Martin House Brewing in Fort Worth, 220 South Sylvania Avenue. If you want to come on out, you got me, Kevin Hagelin, Corey Majors, the famous Mike Bassick. Back at the studio, it is Alec Medford. And joining us momentarily from the G-Bag Nation, it is Eric Chiafalo. Gentlemen, so glad you could be out here to day drink.
Oh, thank you for having me. This is fantastic. This is my home. This is where it's at. What a beautiful spot. We got Tolo's out here right now. We got a meatball truck.
Yes.
The way you guys were painting that meatball truck picture, man, I couldn't wait to get over here.
So their website says they open at noon today, so we'll see how that goes. I know Mike is very excited.
They
now,
have a lot of fancy meatballs over now, there, which okay. I'm going to try them out.
It now, should be Texas's first meatball food bus, though, but maybe I'm being too technical.
Ooh, I don't.
Because it's not a truck. It's a bus. I see what you're saying there.
Do you think it's like a family that does it, and they live and travel in the bus from place to place selling their food?
They've been parked here for 3 to 4 months. I found out more information.
Oh, okay.
So. Well, so
but did you sleep
up
here?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they travel in seasons.
Hey, Kevin, I just wanted you to see this can real quick. You see that can right there?
Do you see
who's on
That's
it?
That's a Ninja Turtle can.
That's their brew Shell Shock right
what,
there.
What Ninja Turtle is it?
Is that Donatello?
It looks like it's Leonardo.
I think it's Leonardo. You're right.
Yeah, that's the blue. Right. That's blue right there. And by the way, I just saw this too. We're having a Tolo party out here December 14th.
Woo!
So if y'all want to get in on that
one month from today,
there is a Tolo party. We just got copy
okay,
points
I'll
for
be
all
there.
This stuff.
Oh my gosh!
Are y'all ready to party out here again?
Yes.
So I'm
yes.
excited about it.
Can I read the entire copy?
Read one word at a time, Kevin.
Tolo party's on December 14th. Y'all know more about this than I do. I just really wanted to read the entire copy.
You know how
copy.
Our Tolo party's
yeah,
on,
Yeah, no,
man.
I,
we come
absolutely.
Out here, we're going to be drinking all day.
Just
y'all
show
come
up.
Out
we'll
here,
have
y'all
a blast.
Hang out with us. Yes.
Now, I know the answer for most everyone is not going to be a super happy answer, but I wanted to run this exercise out nonetheless. Mike, you were way too excited about this segment. All right. Realistically, how many more games are the Cowboys going to win this season? Now, I can quick hit, run down the schedule for you. I can go one by one, and you can count it up in your head. What do you guys prefer?
Maybe two is what I got.
I'm at maybe okay. two also, and I think that we've seen this organization. I know we had Charles Haley the other day, but in 1997, with Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, Deion Sanders, Charles Haley, they quit.
Yeah,
they went to Green Bay, lost, and they didn't win another game the rest of the year because they're like, we're not winning the Super Bowl. We're probably not going to make the playoffs. We quit. And there is, in this organization, it's okay to quit. Just make a storyline about it. And so
I'm worried about
if you want more wins, I know they're not going to make the playoffs, but if you're like, well, maybe they could win those last three or four games of the year, I think there might be total and complete quit from this organization, and it just ends up just snowballing into loss after loss after loss. I don't know how hard they're going to fight in the month of December.
All right. I can't argue against the logic there. I think your logic is sound. I'm going to run down the schedule, and I think you might be surprised at my answer. Obviously, they host the Texans on Monday. Then that ensuing Sunday on the road against the Commanders, back at home Thanksgiving for the Giants.
Winnable.
You get, yes, You get the mini bye, and then you get Cincinnati. Then you at Carolina, host Tampa Bay, and you finish up at Philadelphia and hosting Washington. Now, I know this is going to sound like a high number, and it makes me sad that this is a high number. I think they're going to win three more games. I think they're going to win the New York game. I think they're going to win the Carolina game. And then I think somehow they're going to win one other game that we're like, how the hell did they win that game? Just because you've seen that time and again in the NFL this season. Now, I'm not here to argue against Mike's logic because I also see another path in which all of that happens. I'm going to say they end up at 6-11. I do think as bad as this team has been, I think the Giants and the Panthers are just horrid. I think you can win those games. And then I think the Cowboys will win one other random game that you're like, how did that happen? What say you?
Yeah, I if I had to bet on it, I'd probably go with two more wins.
That seems to be the consensus thus far.
Yeah, because you see the Giants and the Panthers, and those feel like two games that are winnable. With the Bengals and their defense, how bad it is, maybe you can make an argument there. You never know what happens late in the season. Do the Commanders or the Eagles have the division wrapped up, and maybe they're kind of punting on the last game of the season or whatever? So I would bet on two games, but I would say that I think it's more likely they win zero games as opposed to three.
Okay.
Like, I can't imagine them winning three more games.
And I just want to say for the record, that is the far preferable situation. Like, if you're telling me right now, would I rather them go 6-11 or 3-14? A million times over, I would rather them go 3-14.
Wow, you want them to lose?
Yes,
I do. You want the Cowboys
absolutely
to be losers?
Yes,
because he's a
Cowboys
big picture fan.
If you're listening, please lose to get a better draft pick. Whether it's Travis Hunter, whether
or
you
Genty.
I don't want to draft Genty with the number
Eric's
two
really
pick.
Really into getting running backs in this draft.
Not the number two pick, but I don't want you to think we're calling you a schmo.
You know how much that kills
that's
you.
That's my dream, by the way, is that the Cowboys end up getting like the third pick in this draft by losing. Like, I think they're only going to win one more game. They go 4-13. Somehow they hold tiebreakers to get the third pick, and they go ahead and take Genty at three.
That would just be gut wrenching.
That would be awesome.
The Zeke thing all over again.
My God.
It would be insane. But I will say, last night, Broaddus has already started his
scouting.
His scouting.
Yeah.
And Genty's one of the 10 guys that he's watched. He says he's even better than Bijan Robinson.
Yes!
So he's already selling Genty at the highest level. Walchuk has watched him, too, and he's like, oh, my gosh, he's even better than I thought he was. So this is going to get real loud. And Genty was saying that he wants to be drafted by the Cowboys.
Yeah, but that doesn't always equate. Derrick Henry said he wanted to be with the Cowboys, and we were like, man, we're busy.
That's true.
We got
That's
stuff
true.
Going
no,
on.
No, good call. Good call.
So, all right, Corey.
Yeah.
Mike says one. Eric says maybe two, but more likely to be zero than three. Clearly, I am the high right now.
You're
at
so
three.
Yeah.
And it's think about how sad that is. Right up here on the stage, I predict they will have the best record at 6-11.
And the thing, too, is, like, McCarthy's not going to game plan like, okay, the season's over, right?
Yeah,
like, there's no way that dude's just trying to give up on his season, and he's going to his guys on this team, and he's going, I need you. I need you just, you know, at least for this one. I need to show, because that list of four things you said yesterday, are we coming?
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Competitively doing things
so far.
Yeah,
no.
The so yeah, man. I'm looking at the Giants and Panthers. And that's all. Like that's all okay. I can feel. I don't have a feeling for the Bengals because their defense is very, very suspect. But their offense is so explosive, and that's the Cowboys. The Cowboys can't keep up with good offenses.
Is the Carolina game here or in
Carolina? Game's on the road
in Carolina.
That's good. I'm going to tell you why it's good for Jerry Jones. I think there would be 10,000 empty seats for that game, maybe 15,000,
which is kind of what we want.
Because Carolina
to see.
Wouldn't travel yeah. to come see that, and who they have. I think the Cowboy fans would be like, "I don't care. I have season tickets. I'm rich. I'm not going." So I think that would be the one game where you would not have the visiting team travel to pick up the tickets that Cowboy fans wouldn't want.
By the way, next week we will be giving away tickets to the Thanksgiving game. So if you want to see what could be the Cowboys' only other win this season, we will do that next week.
The Panthers game is an interesting one because that's the loss you take and you get your coach fired.
Yes.
Dennis Allen with the Saints. Like I don't think that Jerry wants to fire McCarthy during the season. But you lose to Carolina on the heels of probably losing every game other than maybe the Giants game in lead up. I think that's the you might lose your job game.
It feels like there'll be a lot of attention on that game as well. Not maybe for the best reasons, but with both Carolina
battle for
and
pick.
Dallas being like, hey, I really could use that number one or number two or number three
fest.
Pick or whatever.
I could see McCarthy getting fired around that Panthers game. Not because it's like, oh, shockwaves. All the players know that he's done.
Yeah.
Like we're not stupid. Players aren't stupid. We know that we're playing for dead coaches now. It's just the reality of it. And so you look at it and you go, if they've gotten, relegated, but if they've gotten taken off of the Sunday night football game against Tampa, which I believe they will, I believe 3 weeks before that December 22nd game, the NFL is going to announce the Cowboys in Tampa are out for Sunday night football and Philadelphia and Washington are in. I think that's going to hurt Jerry's feelings. He won't say it publicly, but it will hurt his feelings a lot. If the Carolina game is probably a noon game that is not a major game, that will not get good ratings,
agreed.
I think he could see.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah. But I'm just kind of playing this game of, because I'm not sure they'll get taken off of Sunday Night
yes.
Football, but let's just say those two things happen. The Carolina game is not a well-watched game, and they lose. They have been taken off of Sunday night football for December 22nd, and two rival teams in their division, Philadelphia and Washington,
yeah.
get put in that
yeah.
spot. I could see where that Sunday night or that Monday morning, he goes, I'm firing Mike McCarthy because now what happens for the next 48 to 72 hours? The Cowboys are the number one story in
yeah.
the NFL again.
He is the best at that, at creating a story where there's nothing there. He's the absolute best at that. From the 682, maybe one more win. From the 903, zero wins. From the 972, negative wins is my prediction.
What? Look, you can't negative win. That's not a thing.
You think that, but if any team could pull it off, it would probably be the 89
And Jerry
team.
Would sell the crap out of it, too.
Yeah, he would.
Like, guys, can
we made history.
This?
It's unbelievable.
Ever. Nobody's ever had a negative win before, but guess what? We did it first.
Chase the number two pick, and let's get Travis Hunter. I'm having a mini argument with somebody who said Leonardo was green.
What? Leonardo's body is green.
Well, no, but they're saying the colors is
blue.
Green. And I was like,
they're colorblind.
It's definitely blue.
Yeah, they're colorblind.
No.
Don't drive. You don't know the colors.
And then from the 817, did Mike open his card package? Unfortunately, it did not reveal any amazing
when
wonders.
When I saw
like
it, I was like, oh, no, there's not going to be the fun Juan Soto Chase card in here. And I opened it up, and there was no extra pack. Because I saw the Ohtanis when he had 50-50.
Yeah.
You get, like, an extra pack where it could be an image variation. It could be an Ohtani autograph card.
Numbered, yeah.
So I knew that if I had something special, it would be in its own individual pack. And so didn't get it.
From the 940, don't be shocked if the Cowboys win four or five more. The Commanders, aren't as good as people think they are. You know, we kind of touched on that yesterday. The Commanders have not beaten the most impressive array of teams, but their quarterback is really good. They're still 7-3. I guess we'll get more information about them tonight. And then they will win at least one game. They have no business winning. And then other people talking about maybe the Commanders will sit all their players in the finale. What an interesting chess match that will turn into.
You think
the
we
Commanders,
can beat them?
Yeah, the Commanders are like, I don't care about winning. And the Cowboys are like, wait, I don't want to win this game. I need a better draft pick. And then just watch the amazingness of maybe the Renegades will come in and they'll take over for the rest of the game.
They might win. Then
I mean,
like, that'd be the thing.
They could.
Yeah, they're good.
One of the best ways to try and lose a game, I feel like, would be at least defensively. For at least half the game, you're kind of like, oh, we only had 10 guys on the field on that play. Bummer.
Yeah, they're not even trying to do that.
We've done that a few times, yeah. So I think we'll be all right.
14 guys in the huddle for offense.
I mean, and we don't have to try too hard to get the pre-snap penalties. Be right. Like, oh, no, it's 3rd and 15. You're like, oh, man, yeah. I was in the neutral zone. Now it's only 3rd and 10. Oh, and too many men on the field. Now it's only 3rd and 5.
Doggone it.
And that would be my fun.
Then 3rd and 5, you have 10 guys on the field. And
that would be my fun philosophy, Eric. If you're struggling to move the ball, unfortunately, they created a new rule. You can't have 12 guys in the huddle. Screw it. Let's see if we add an extra receiver out there if we can get more open.
Yeah.
You'd think you would naturally get some.
I'll take the 5-yard penalty for at least the 25-yard play for 5 seconds that made me feel good.
It's a confidence booster, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a heady play.
Kevin, I'm doing this live on radio right now. I have a suggestion for maybe tomorrow or at some point next week for the show. What are you rooting for? What are you watching for with this team now? Is it because you're rooting for somebody to grow, or are you rooting for somebody to fail? I feel like there's going to be a lot more fail, but there is some other stuff to like get involved with this season for the rest of the year.
I know people are going to make fun of me, and I know I'm an idiot for this. I'm hoping that
they win out.
Last week didn't happen, and somehow Trey Lance comes in, and he just starts flinging the ball all over the place and completing his passes and leading his wide receivers, not turning the ball over. And you're like, oh, my God, where did this come from?
Sign that guy.
Yeah, I realize it.
$60 million a year contract. Eric, he will fling the ball.
He will. Not necessarily where you hope it will go, It'll go.
But now with Jonathan Mingo running around out there, you never know what type of Justin Jefferson attributes he might be showing out with.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, in his last four games, he did have one catch for 1 yard.
They were holding him back from injury. They knew they were going to trade him, so they were trying not to get him
out. Oh, okay.
That's what I'm feeling.
Interesting.
It's like baseball players. They don't throw the pitchers out there like, hey, that was good enough. You had a shutout in the last 7 innings. You're good.
Huh. Look. If Jonathan Mingo takes over, I will readily admit, apparently that is the strategy that was going on. I just didn't understand at the time.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.